Welcome to His Word, short podcasts about what God has to say about topics you might be interested in. Not my words, but His Word. Today's podcast, Who is the Father? If you're even a little bit familiar with His Word, the Bible, you probably noticed that in the Old Testament, God Almighty is referred to as God or the Lord God, like in the very first verse of the Bible. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." However, in the New Testament, we see God many times referred to as Father. Now, that's something you don't see in the Old Testament, but you do see quite often in the New Testament. In reading the Gospels, Jesus Christ many times referred to God Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, as Father. He said things like, "My Father," "the Father," "your Father," and so on. He introduced to the world that God Almighty could be called Father. In the New Testament, for those who are born again, His Word often speaks of God being our Father. Now, one might ask, is this figurative or is it literal? Is God really our Father, literally? There are some who teach that we are all God's children. All the people on earth are God's children, and therefore, God is Father to us all. But His Word does not agree with that. In a previous podcast, number 4, I mentioned a discussion Jesus had with a religious leader named Nicodemus. That's in John's Gospel. Jesus told him plainly that unless a person gets born again, they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, "You must be born again." In the epistles of Peter, His Word speaks of the believers as being begotten of God and being born again of incorruptible seed. When a person gets saved or born again, at that moment, God becomes your Father, literally. You are saved. You are born again. And God made that so easy. Confess or acknowledge the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, and His Word says, you shall be saved. You have eternal life. You are born again, and God is now literally your Father. You know, that's why in a number of places in the New Testament, His Word speaks about those who believe in Jesus, those who are born again, that God is our Father. And His Word also says, obviously, we in turn are His children, children of God, sons and daughters of the Most High God. What an awesome privilege. So, who is the Father? For those who are born again, the Creator of the heavens and the earth is literally our Father. And His Word also says that we, His children, now have access to the Father. Thanks for listening. If you like these podcasts, subscribe, share them with someone. And by the way, there are full-length teachings, both audio and video, available free on my blog, confidenceandjoy.com. Until next time, enjoy reading His Word. God bless you.